This episode of Tidbits Pod was recorded on the 5th of February 2026. And it was brought to you by the good people at Psychic Club. Good episode today, wasn't it, fellas? All right, chums. Straight in. Can we talk about the most British thing I've ever seen? And when I say that, I mean like how I feel when people say it was the most British thing I'd ever seen. You know, and so annoying. First, an important note. I am British, so, you know, I've got a British passport, I was born there, I'm from Croydon, blah, 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 so I'm not having a go. And second, you know, this is just an observation, you know, I might kind of up the aggressive tone just for comic effect, but, you know, it's fun to talk about stuff that doesn't matter in a passionate way, why not? So anyway, it was the most British thing I'd ever seen, and, let's get into it, right? So, you know, most of the things, if you're saying it was the most British thing you've ever seen, they're just, you know, very general good things. You know, that you'd hear someone say, like, I saw people queuing politely on, it was on the railway platform earlier, and they were just all in the most delightful queue, and it was the most British thing I'd ever seen. Like, you know, you think we're the only people that queue. You know, I think we've got to ditch this myth as well that British people love queuing. I mean, we will queue if there is a situation where a line is needed or whatever, and there's some sort of order to things. We'll queue, but no one's loving it. You know, if you loved queuing, you'd get into queues regardless of what the queue was for. Like, you'd queue for the love of queuing. Like, have you ever got in a queue just for the queue? And then you got to the front of that queue and ran to the back and queued all over again? I mean, that's what you'd do if you loved it. Who's still with me? So the most British thing you've ever seen. Like, you can't just pick a good thing that loads of people do around the world and then just claim it as a British thing. You know, like, well, we were coming into the office this morning, and I held the door for him, and then he went through the door, and then he went and he held the next door for me, and we just kept taking turns holding the door, and it was the most British thing I'd ever seen. You know, was it British, or were you just, you know, was it just common courtesy sort of thing? What I'm trying to say, you're not allowed to take a generally nice thing and then attribute it to yourself and then claim that it's only you that does that thing. It's kind of like, you know, there's a stereotype for people from the north of England, right? And the north of England, yeah, everyone says they're friendly. But in reality, they rarely are. And that's not me saying really in an accent. We rarely are. We're rarely friendly. I'm dead friendly, me, you bastard. But actually, that's not fair. I just wanted to do the pun. But do they have friendly people up north? Absolutely. But not in a greater ratio than any other part of the country, kind of thing. Like, are you still with me? I really am. So I think the important thing here is to consider who has given the people that stereotype. And I think, in every case, it's self-labeled. Like, who says the North are friendly? It's going to have come from people from the North. Who says that the British are polite? That's going to have come from British people, right? And, you know, if you are in that group, let's say you're a northerner and you're being called friendly, it feels nice to keep that positive stereotype going. You know, yeah, it's I don't know, like, if everyone thinks you're friendly, like, as if that's a new objective truth, regardless of what you do, then, you know, you've kind of given yourself a little get out of jail free card to be a dickhead sort of thing. Like, I don't know, like, it gives a license to be rude, because then they can refer back to their own stereotype kind of thing. Yeah, I'm a simple Yorkshireman, me, and I tells it as it is, you know, all that shite. And all that's happened there is you've heard some stereotypes that you've liked, and then you've just lent into it and made it your personality. Like, Yorkshire portions, you know, everyone likes food, mate. You just like being part of something. But yeah, anyway, it's not, God, this is not an attack, but yeah, I think I'm just a bit grumpy. Like, let's talk about Britain as a whole and why it happens, right? So I think British people have got this idea that kind of they are the only people that have general politeness, or they think they're the only people in the world that drink tea, or they're the only people that, you know, they have rain kind of thing. Like, it's weird, isn't it? And actually, you know what? Okay, I'm going to flip 180 on this now. I don't actually mind the most British thing I've ever seen if it was self-deprecating. You know, that's nice, isn't it? But my issue here, and I don't know, I'm trying to have a little hot take, but yeah, I just don't like it when they're trying to take credit for or praise for things that aren't British or that aren't only British, say. So, you know, I guess you could do it in a funny way. Like, it's funny to be clearly wrong, you know. I saw Gérard Depardieu the other day, and he was eating frog's legs and soft cheese, and he was in a Parisian cafe listening to, like, Edith Piaf and sipping on a bol du chocolat with a fucking croissant. And it was the most British thing I ever seen. I was wrong, that wasn't funny. But yeah, you know what I mean, you can play with it. But is it only the British that say it's the most British thing they've ever seen, referring to themselves? I mean, definitely in a positive way. I mean, the rest of the world, they're going to see negatives and they're going to say it's the most British thing they've ever seen. Like, they'd say, I saw a group of football fans smashing up a shopping centre the other day and it was the most British thing I've ever seen. But, you know, that's just as bad, isn't it? Just like giving yourselves the positives is unfair, stereotyping. It's also unfair to do that with the negatives, you know. So in the same way that we're not all polite or whatever, we're not the only nation that has cunty sports fans, you know. So, yeah, or whatever. So I'm sure there's other nations say it as well. I bet there's like a Canadian going, oh, and then I said sorry, and then he said sorry to me for saying sorry. And it was the most Canadian moment of my life. Aren't we great? You know, that sort of vibe. But yeah, I'm not even sure what I'm saying anymore. I think I'm just a bit grumpy. So, I mean, have you ever... Oh, yeah. Have you ever got into a sort of stereotype battle with someone? Like, I like Sony. The sound's clearer. What about Panasonic? Stereotypes. Oh, dear. But, yeah, I mean, I remember once, right, I was talking with this American lad, and he was already sort of, you know, it was like combat straight away, one-upping, that kind of thing. And, I don't know, he just launched in with all these things that he'd heard about England. So he's going, like, oh, hey there, man, Monty Python and British food stinks and David Beckham, you know, all this. And you just got to look at well, obviously this is what I'm thinking after, but I'm like, no one's asked for your opinion. you know, you're just doing this to pump yourself up or whatever. But I mean, the fact that you've even done a little bit of research is quite sweet. You know, it shows you care. But I don't know. I guess it was playful. But yeah, it's kind of like when you hear these, you hear the sport exchanges between nations. They're almost like pre-written little quip things that you have back and forth. Like, oh, your cricket team was shit last night. You know, and then, you know, what are you supposed to do with that information? Like, so if someone says that my country's shit at cricket, and then I'm supposed to come up with, like, I'm supposed to have this preloaded little quip back, like, oh, yeah, well, cool, yeah, cool, you beat us last night, but I think you'll remember that we beat you in the Chumley Smythe Cup in 1973, and it was a bloody thrashing, or whatever, you know, and then they say, oh yeah, very good, bonding, kind of thing. But now, if someone tries to bond with me over a sport thing, like, you know, I've never done the research, so I always come off as like a prick. So, I don't know, an Australian would be like, yeah, you Poms didn't do very well at the fucking rugby yesterday. And then I'm saying, oh, sorry, mate, I don't watch rugby, which I don't. But then they'll take that and they'll hear it as, you know, sorry, I don't give a shit about rugby or you. And because we don't have the same interests and because we haven't, you know, because I haven't considered you enough to have a little quip for this response, then we can't be friends, kind of thing. But, yeah, anyway, I think I'm going to shut up about this now because, you know, I think this is a little bit spiky today because I've just heard some posh people talking on a podcast and yeah, it's got me on a bit of a downer. So, yeah, listening to the wireless and getting down. That's the most British thing I've ever heard. If I ever did say, sir, very good, sir. Oh yeah, that's sir. Oh, very good, sir. I don't know. I put it to you. Well done, sir. All that, but I guess Alistair Green's done that better. But yeah, positive note to end. Listener numbers are up and, you know, I've got some interviews in the pipes, guys. I haven't recorded them yet, but so, yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully I can make them work. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for the continued support. Thank you for sitting through this one. It was a little bit spiky. Let's see if this is broadcastable. This might just get lost in a tape again. But no, I think I'll put it out just to fucking not make a backlog again. And yeah, Project Breakeven is still yet to get going. But that is an easy fix. You can fix that. You know, all we need is a couple of people to set the pace or whatever, and then others will get on board. But to be honest, I don't really know what that can be yet. You know, what people get, or do I make merch or whatever? You know, what do you like? Let's see if I can cater to your needs. Get you some, I don't know, some stickers or something, badges. Who knows? But yeah, if you want to get involved at this stage, there's nothing I can give you in return. I'm just thinking of, you know, maybe doing like a mailing list or like a little WhatsApp group or something. Everyone can get involved and, you know, chip in for topics or whatever. But yeah, the place to go is patreon.com/tidbitspod. If you fancy being the first member, you'll definitely get a shout out and whatever. But yeah, we will figure it out eventually. And yeah, thanks so much for putting up with this one, and all the best for now. See you later.
Top five most British things ever.
Apologising for everything, even if you didn't need to apologise for said thing. And if anybody says that's a Canadian thing, where do you think they learnt it from?
Yeah. Number five for me. I'm not even a fan of it. I've put beans on toast.
Oh.
The staple. It's what we're known for.
100%. Beans on toast tastes like grandma made it with all of her love.
What's your number four?
Forming a 24-hour long queue to go and pay your respects to Her Majesty the Queen.
Excellent. Only we could queue for that long. And it'd be a pleasure. Number four for me, dogging. You just wouldn't hear of that on the continent, would you?
No, you really wouldn't
hear of an Italian going out dogging.
No,
you just would not.
Men taking their shirts off when it's only 18 degrees outside.
Especially.
Aren't we bloody charming?
And they have tattoos.
Saying sorry when someone bumps into you. It's not your fault. We still say sorry. Sorry for the inconvenience of being in your way.
Shouting. Whee! When someone drops something in a pub, and I absolutely hate it, but it is British.
My number two, moaning about the weather. There's always something wrong.
We talk about the weather because we can't talk about our emotions.
Yeah.
Number one, slapping your knees and going, right, whenever you need to leave.
Yeah, when you do that, everything's okay. It's like, oh, they're off now.
Exactly.
Brilliant. My number one is your number two, cheering when something smashes in a pub or a restaurant. There's nothing better.
No.
You just can't help yourself. It's like just visceral. It just comes out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you are. Someone drops a plate, I'm cheering.
Oh, ooh, aren't we just so quirky and charming? Oh, God, so bloody British.